Shami Peya, Daptes Zion. The Gemara discusses at the end of Tetzvav and Beis. Yesterday we had the end of the Gemara with the discussion of when is Mechuyav Meiser from Peya, that once something was piled up and smoothed out, the halacha is that the Chuyav Meiser starts already, and before that you're Potter from Meiser, and after that you have the Chuyav Meiser. So the Gemara wants to know, what about a situation where a Kohen Levi bought property that wasn't Musar, and once it piled up already, and they bought it after it was piled up, so now there's already a Chuyav Meiser. So Chumah in Mosakein, that they would have to give, even though they're entitled themselves, a Kohen Levi, they themselves would be able to keep it, but the halacha is the mechuyav to give it to others, because in order to be able to make a tikkun, a hekeira, that they could be na'arim, a chenveni in yokol ha'arim, a regular person cannot, but mamela, because of that, they would have to go ahead and give it to another person. What if it'd be an ani? What if it'd be a ma'aser, and they would be considered aniyim? So again, that ma'aser ani also has to go to another ani. They can't keep it for themselves. Even if they have a din of a halachic status of an ani, they would have to give it out to a different ani. So the Gemara discusses, when is this shita hold? Who holds this shita? Tani we looked at a brisa. Nachu Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda ben Anasi. Machlokas Rav Rebbe and his grandson Rav Yehuda Anasi didn't argue, except alokeach peros. The certain cases that they both agreed to. What are the cases that they both agreed to? They didn't argue about a case of alokeach peros mukubarim and agoy. They talk where a Jew bought property from a goy that was attached to the ground. Because the chiyav meiser starts when it's become detached. So once the Jew bought it from the guy, which of course there's no chiyav meiser when the guy owned it, but it was still attached to the ground when he bought it. So now that he bought it, when it becomes Polish, it's automatically mechuyav in meiser, and therefore everyone agrees that there's a chiyav meiser there. The Alsha Yisrael Shnikos Takta. Or you have a Jew that Israel that came entered into the ownership Takta, which means again, the idea is that it was a Jew that owned the land, a Jew that took the land. Rashi Shlomo says that a Jew leased the land from another Jew, from a guy, but now he owns it. Now a person going and buying it from him, another Jew is buying from him. So therefore, we look at it like, again, the Jew planted it. And therefore, the halacha would be that it would be considered as if it was a chiyav ma'aser already. And mele, he's mechuyav ma'aser to give, he would give mechuyav to give to ma'aser. Again, even if it's an ani, he'd be mechuyav to give it to another ani. That's the case where, again, they both agree on that as well. And also, Gemara says, Alokeach peros tlushim na goy. Third case is where you have a person, a Jew that bought peros tlushim from a guy. So therefore, similarly, clearly, shibtus min ha-maisos. Because since the guy owned the field, and the guy was tolish it, and which means that he was tolish it, and he went ahead and he piled it up, and he smoothed it out, now a Jew went and bought it, halacha is you part it from Meiser, because the Chiyav Meiser, when the Chiyav Meiser started, when it was in the process, which normally is Mechayav Meiser, by all other cases, here you part it from Meiser. You part it from Mitzvah to those Baretz, because it was considered Shul Goy, not Shul Akam, it's not Shul Yisrael. And it has to be only the Gan Cha, from your dog, gun from your thing. And the Mele, therefore, since the Chiyav Meiser would have come in, Bashas, when the Meiser happened, the Goy still owned it, therefore, Ptuas Ma Meiser. So that, in those cases, everyone agrees, either Potter or Chayav Meiser. What is the machlokes tanoim between Rebbe and Rebbe Nasi? It says, "I'm a nechulu alokeach peros tlushim mechaveru b'shnas ma'aserani." Okay, it's a person who bought a peros tlushim, peros that are detached from his friend b'shnas ma'aserani, the year of ma'aserani. But now, what happens in such a case? And now we're talking about where it was already considered piled and smoothed over. Rebbe Nasi oimer echo niachliyosir mot miyado. Whether it's an ani or an asher, you have to go take it away from him. What is pshat? Even if he's a person's an ani, and it would be my son, it would come to him. But look, he has to give it for someone else. Because why? Because since when the person who owned it took it and piled it and smoothed it out, it had already a key of my son ani. So therefore, now when someone comes in and motzim, and now if someone comes in and is going to buy the solution, buy the detached produce from the Jew, so Zakhtar of Yudanetsu, whether he's an ani or an ashi, he already had a chiyav meiser ani before. Because b'shas the meiser happened when you have to mareach it, now began a chiyav ptur. So now it was already a chiyav meiser ani, so now you can't come in and change it whether you're an ani or a non-ani. And Asher, Yitaka, take it away because he has no rights to it. It has to be given to an Ani. And however, it's Pasher. However, Ani Enos here. But Ani, you don't take it out of his hand. And the Shiloh, when I discuss, why not? Why wouldn't we take it out of his hand? Why should Ani Enos? We don't take it out. Why not? I has to give my son Ani. The Moshe explain why this case is different. So think about my time. What's the Makhlok Shvenasi in this case? And Rabbanah. My and Rebbe, my Tony Ben Nasi. The reason Rabbi Nasi says that Allah is Ben Ani Ben Ashi Yimotzi Miado. So because Shem Shein Odom Zocha Beleket Shechu Peya Shalo. Just like a person cannot take Leket Shechu Peya Shalo with his own field, even if he's an Ani. All he is called Ma'aser Ani Shalo. He also can't take Ma'aser Ani Shalo. So Mele, therefore, even though he has a din of an Ani, a locked Ani, and he'd be able to go collect it from his friend's field. However, since Lamaisa. You don't. We already excluded. Like I said, like ani legela. So it doesn't make even those to lock it. You can't gather whether you're an ani or not. Those things. So same thing would apply to. To ma'isa ani. Also, you can't take it. The same drasha would apply. The same exclusion would apply that you would an ani would not be able to take it. So therefore, that halacha would be like if you don't see. Let's say we learn from there that an ani doesn't make a difference between an ani and the halacha is matzi miyada. We'd have to give it back. So Gemara says, my time in the Rebbe. So that we have a thing. What about Rebbe? Why does Rebbe say that an usher, yes, and my son, an ani does not have to give it back? I does a chi of my son, just like a look, it would be, you can't be zoka, shouldn't be zoka here. What's pshat in Rebbe? So Gemara says, okay, so Rebbe differently, leka shukla peya ain't on tovin. That leka shukla peya tovin is because that never becomes tevil. My son, ani should know tovin. My son, ani is a loka that is something that becomes tevil. It remains tevel until it comes out of the rishus of the first owner. So the meila, therefore, when he separated the original meiser, it's considered meiser ani in his property, and therefore, when the person came to buy it, even if he's a poor, it already had a chiyah for himself. So if it had a chiyah for himself, it's now a din ani. Din ani, now you're allowed to keep it because you didn't. You're not turning it into a meiser ani by you when you bought it. It was already considered meiser ani when the person had it before. Because we say over there, ma'isa ani should tevel. Ma'isa ani, the halacha is, make something tevel, which means make something tevel that remains in the rishus of the person whose property is in. And therefore, if you didn't separate it yet, then it becomes a din halacha, becomes a din of tevel. Comes as a tevel, then the halacha is, it's also but take from everyone, meet the misav de shamayim. So if so, then the halacha is ma'isa ani, it's like it's not here. It's already considered prepared. It's separated. Because since la ma'isa, the thing itself is considered tevel and you have no rights to it, so it's like the ma'isa ani was given at that time. The ma'isa ani was set aside at that time. And male, therefore, an ani can, according to Rebbe, an ani can come and take it from self because it's now, it's already prepared for an ani before he even stepped in. So, halacha would be, if you say that he didn't, that he bought it, and then now he wants it to make it, now it becomes ma'isa ani, and now the question, he can't take it, the halacha is no different than like a chikl peya, and therefore the halacha is you can't take it, you have to give it to another ani. But if it already became ma'isa ani before the ani bought it, why? Because it's already considered, it's tovel, and mele it became through the shush of the rishon, was already considered ma'usa, already considered the chi of ma'isa, already ani already kicked in. So therefore, we're talking about, that's what halacha is, you're allowed to take it, ani, because it's now as a din of ma'isa ani, and he's taking it, when he steps into it, he's allowed to take it. He's allowed to take it already, then mamela, it's like he's giving it to the ani himself. It's like he's giving it to him as an ani, and an ani is allowed to keep it. Now, it would be the case of the Gemara, why would it be considered sufficient to be allowed to take it? So if, as the Rav Fulda says, he's already getting it from the Rishus HaMocher directly. Not that it became Ma'is Ani and now he's taking it. It already became Ma'is Ani in the Rishus HaMocher, and when he comes in now to take possession of it, he's possession of it like Ani, he was allowed to take it. So Ma'is Ani is forced to give it to Aniyim. So as Rebbe, definitely Ani could take it. The Gemara says, if that's so, what about Lechot Shekopeya? Why is that be different? What's Peshat Rabbi Nasi Taka? Why the good point that Rebbe is making that this becomes a din of Tevel? Ma'isa Ani Shehu Tevel. So there's not a comparison to Lechot Shekopeya. So what's the time back to Rabbi Nasi who says that it's like Lechot Shekopeya and you can't take it? It's not even an Ani can't take it. So the Gemara says, Mishum Knas. Special din of Knas is a fine. And a Khan. If it's an Ani, should be allowed to take it. Why? Because it's a din ma'isa ani before he even stepped in, so he's ready to take it. But since we said before, ready in the Mishnah before, he said that a kohen Levi, that buys things that are not Mu'usa from, they can't take it for themselves, even though, they're entitled to Ma'isa Ani, it's a knas, because it looks like they're coming to do something to avoid paying the Raisa, giving Ma'isa the Raisa. Looking for a trick. So Rabbanan made a takana that they can't go ahead, they have to give it away to another Kohen Levi. Just like over here, they gave it to a thing in a Kohen Levi. And so we say thing in the Mishnah over there, that if it's an Ani, and if he finds it in the threshing place, on the floor, he's supposed to give it over to another Ani, because the same idea, we're afraid they'll come take it for himself. We're afraid that it would look like he's coming to play a trick to avoid the derisa of giving Meiser. So therefore, the same thing over here, it's a special takana, knas, that therefore you can't take it. So in other words, according to Yosef HaNasi, they're not arguing the lovedness of what's considered makes Ma'isa Ani or not, between Rav Yehuda HaNasi and Rebbe, the machlokas is whether it is a din knas or not. According to Rav Yehuda HaNasi, it is a knas, they only can't get it because we're knasim, just like the case of the Mishnah. And Rebbe says, there's no din knas over here, and there's a lot of take it. So when I says my time, the back question, why talk to the Rebbe, is there no din knas? With Chavit should be the same case of the Mishnah. We said we'll give a knas to the Kohen Levi that they can't keep it, and they have to give it to another Kohen Levi. That's a knas. Why are we attacking? Is no knas. The Chavit of Yonasi is correct. Mar says, Asher yesh ban yad alakaya. And Asher has the ability to go ahead and buy a lot of it, and therefore it looks, therefore we have to knas him because we're afraid he'll go and use the money and buy up all the go to every store and buy up all the mice stuff, things that would not take a mice from, and that'll put it for mice at that point. And the mailer, therefore, the Ani will lose out. They won't get anything. So we're afraid of that. So we put a gzeira, a knas on him, that he has to go and pay my, give my son anyway. So not the, therefore stop him from doing that. But an Ani, the other of these, we don't have to make a gzeira by an Ani. An Ani doesn't have the ability to go out and buy a large property of things that were not Ma'us, or so they can go and benefit from it and keep it. He doesn't have the ability to do it. So therefore, we don't have to do it. What are we afraid of? We're not afraid of anything. So go, may have to make a gzeira, a knas on him, that he should be able, that he would not be able to go do it. Another place says he can't do it anyway. We don't have to make a gzeir on something that's not very practical. So if it says there are raful to any alika, what does that mean? He won't be able to do it even regardless. Even if we would let him do it, even if we would make it the kun, it would never happen because he doesn't have the ability to do it. If in the knaso, if you don't give the knaso, then something that's not going to happen. Masha ain't gain, and Asher, he should be able to look at it since he could do it. Therefore, we're afraid that for the Osher, we have to knas it out to him. And therefore, says Rav Yehuda HaNasi, that's why I hold, in such the case that we just quoted, the halacha is that an Ani motzi miyado, but an Ani ain't motzi miyado because there is no gzeira. Where it says, so what's the basis of the machlokes? Like, yes, Rav Yehuda HaNasi, Aimer, motzi lulavos. So again, now what's the mitzvah of the machlokes? So Rav Yehuda HaNasi doesn't argue that an Ani is able to go get it. So you understand, he's not going to say, what's the time of the Xer again? Bishop, according to Rebbe, since he can't do it, there's no reason it'll ever happen. No reason that someone happened, you're not Makhuyah to go ahead and do it. You don't have to make a knas because he's never going to be able to do it. So what's far and again, Rebbe Nasi, why should you say that, make a knas on something that's never going to happen? So Gemara said, you don't know, Matsi Lulav, since he can go, he can borrow the money. And Mila said, he can borrow the money, he could do it. And therefore, we have to make a knas, even by an Ani, even though he doesn't have the money, since he could get hold of it, he could borrow it, and maybe then he'll be able to go do this and take advantage, and the Mavata, the mitzvah, the Raisa of taking Ma'aser Ani, and maybe therefore, we give a knas him anyway, just in case he shouldn't go and have the taiva to go borrow it, because he didn't have to give Ma'aser anyway. Rebbe says, any mitzvah love us. It's not the way to do this. The people, poor people only live to survive. They only have to go ahead and have enough money to live on. They don't go borrow money to do these type of things, and therefore it's not practical. Such a thing is not a practical reality. Shmei Moshe says a biggest farah. He says not shkichi amivul olavim. It's not that shkich that he won't buy it, but according to Rebbe, in a matzi love was so shkich. People are not going to lend any money for this. Havianu lekach kamasher shiatzam asher sim nakad alok tenshrak hakamim. They were not going to go ahead, and no one's going to lend him money. Because he doesn't have money to pay back, so he's not going to be able to even borrow money. So Elamai, maybe in one case, two cases, he'll find someone to lend him and he'll be able to. For such a minimal case, such a small possibility, the Chachamim, when they didn't make a knas in such a case, it's a milsa lo shkia, therefore they didn't have to make a takana mashenk. And Vilanasi says, since it's shayach that a person can, and maybe therefore we are concerned, and they're about to need to make a gzeira, by even something that's lo shkika, they're about to still have to make a gzeira there, that Meister Ramah Paskins, Asher Shlomo brings down, like Rav Yehuda HaNasi, that we make a zera that Motzbei Bein Asher Bein Ani Motzino Samiyada, and we will take, he goes ahead, since the Chi of Meister was already done, It's already has a din chiyuv ma'isa, or a din p'tur ma'isa, I should say. Therefore, there's no din of the ma'isa again, and if halacha is motzi miyado, it's a knas, and we make them take it out. We'll stop from Be'er Hashem tomorrow with the new perek.